Welcome to the Inspired Women Podcast, where we connect you with inspirational women who will share their real stories and chat about topics relevant to today's modern woman. Here are your inspired women.
Hi, my name is Megan Hall. I'm the founder of Megan Hall Motivation. And today I have a special guest, Casey McCoy. She was our guest on episode 10 of the podcast, which I'll link in the show notes for all of you to check out. And Casey is the founder of Create Captivate, and she's freaking awesome. We talked all about her rebranding on her episode. And a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, Jules and I sat down with Casey, and we asked her if she would like to take part in this Inspired Women everything movement, what's going on, and if she'd like to be part of our team and help us expand out with the podcast. We've definitely mentioned this, like, drop little nuggets in episodes several times. I know our listeners are probably piqued their curiosity, like, what is going on? What are they doing? This is super cool. And Jules isn't able to make it on with us today because she caught the flu. And we couldn't, unfortunately, reschedule this podcast recording because we're literally recording it like 4 days before we're supposed to launch it. So, Casey, do you want to tell the listeners anything about yourself before we get going with what this podcast episode is about?
Sure. So, like Megan said, I'm the owner of Create Captivate Digital Marketing. And Megan and Jules did have this conversation with me recently. And I'm just really excited. My answer when they asked me if I wanted to be a part of all the things they're doing, I said, heck yes. Why didn't you ask me sooner? So that's all people really need to know.
Yes. And the very first thing that we're doing that's really awesome and amazing, we're excited about. And the reason why we're doing this podcast is we are launching a virtual community on Facebook. It is the Inspired Women community. So as soon as you're done listening to this, you can go straight to Facebook and search the Inspired Women community. And we'll also link the link in the show notes. So if anybody's curious on how to find those show notes, inspiredwomenpodcast.com. All the show notes for all of our episodes are there. Why are we starting this community? Because we love chatting with you guys, and we love sharing all of this information and resources, but we have a really hard time connecting with you because all you're doing is listening to us in your ears. And we want to have a more personalized way to support the women of all walks of life that need that support, that are searching for a community, and share resources that are relevant to women, you know, to the topics we discuss on the podcast. And we're going to go over the guidelines for the community. We're going to do all of that today. But I did want to chat a little bit about communities that I've belonged to, and Casey's going to share some that she's belonged to and why they're important to us. Because I know you might be thinking, like, I don't want to hear a whole podcast about your damn community, Megan. Yes, you do, because it's awesome.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? I don't get it.
But we wanted to tell you why this is relevant and what a community can do for you. So for me personally, there's been several communities that have really, really helped me out on my journey. And the first one, and I've talked about this on many episodes, and we've actually had one of the founders of the Modern Femme movement on here, Katie Blevins. And I will actually, Katie Blevins Calabrese, I always forget to say, she's newly married the last couple months, so it's a hard transition. We had her on, and I'll link her episode in the show notes as well, talking on about the Modern Femme movement, and the convention is coming up. So if you're listening to this when we air this on April 10th, then you haven't missed the convention yet. You can still come join us. It's May 4th through the 7th. I'm coaching and speaking there, but don't just come to see me. There are amazing speakers that I am like, really? I get to listen to these people? They're awesome. So I'm super excited. But that, like, if you listen to my episode 2 of the podcast, you definitely heard how that launched me into what I was doing today and how that really gave me some fire. But I met so many amazing people at the convention that I still talk to on almost a weekly basis now, sometimes on a daily basis. I mean, Jules and I are doing a podcast. We met before the convention, but we really started becoming friends at the convention. So that really helped me out. The Milspo Project, we've mentioned several times on the podcast as well, has really helped me out because I'm a military spouse. I'm a military spouse entrepreneur. So that adds like a whole little interesting twist to my life that I'm not used to. People are like, oh yeah, I struggle to run a business, blah, blah, blah. But their husbands come home every night. I started my business and literally my husband left for 6 months. It was insane. I was just like, oh, like, what am I doing right now? Like, I felt like I was losing my mind. So those are two really big communities that have helped me out recently. I mean, obviously, I've been part of communities at different points in time when I was younger. You know, you can think about communities as, like, if you were on a team in high school or in middle school or elementary school, you know, or if you were part of, like, the debate club or the honor roll society. I was part of the honor roll society, so I'm just saying. You too? So, like, those different, like, clubs and different teams and different communities that you're a part of, and you're able to experience different things with these people. The great thing about the Inspired Women community is it's women of all walks of life. So you're going to open your mind. Like, you're going to experience different things than you normally do, different opinions. And I will tell you right now, I would not be doing this podcast like 4 years ago because I was so closed-minded. I came from a place in upstate New York. Like, they literally have more cows than people, but they also are a predominantly white area of the country. And it's really hard. When I moved here, I had a culture shock and I realized how closed-minded I was. And that's the reason I think this community is so amazing, is there's such a variety of women that when we think that we know something, we're going to kind of wonder if we really do once we've been a part of this community, because we're going to hear so many amazing opinions. So, Casey, what kind of communities have you been a part of? How has it helped you on your journey?
So there's a lot of great communities that I've come across in my entire life. And community to me is just really important in general, because my grandma and mom were big community builders, and they kind of just instilled that into me at a really young age. Always had me joining groups and organizations and volunteering and meeting people, you know, of like-minded kind of thoughts. But it really, it's great. Community to me just means like shared experiences, and it helps you build valuable relationships so that you have the support that you need through, you know, kind of the daily struggles of life. So there's been such a wide variety of communities that I've been a part of, but I've always just kind of found the ones that I need at that point in time. And because I don't stay in them forever, doesn't mean that they're not meaningful or valuable in any way. They could have been a really great part of my past, but, you know, as I learn and grow and expand my horizons, it's important that I navigate and find new ones that fit whatever stage of life I'm in. So some of the best communities that I have really, that I'm really enjoying right now, there are a ton of great communities out there. You know, you can consider like the military community as one in general, but within that, like you were saying with like the Millsville Project and all these different groups, there are so many communities out there, and they can get so specific, like even down to the silliest detail of like, you know, the particular kind of command your service member is at. Like, there are communities and groups and organizations just whittled down to that little detail. But I also am a huge fan of the Millsville Project. It was a big catalyst for me in a time when my business and everything was just kind of crashing and burning around me. And it really set a new standard for me and gave me a lot of great resources and relationships. I also love Compass. I talked about my interview on episode 10. Compass is a Navy spouse, Marine Corps, and a Coast Guard spouse mentoring program. And it has been a huge part of my sanity as military spouse, of trying to maintain that. Great friendships and relationships have come because of that program. And it's really, really meaningful to me. I also love things like there's another one that I'm really into right now is the Military Spouse Fine Arts Network that my friend Jess started. She is a classically trained dancer. She was a dance therapy major, got her master's in dance therapy. And when she was PCSing, she was finding it very challenging when she moved to find studios and places and dance groups to partner up with and start working with. So she's created this network that when people move, when artists that are military spouses move, they can find a place to belong and get resources quickly.
Do they have a website?
They do. It's milspofan.wordpress.com.
Milspo what?
Milspofan.wordpress.com. It's a great blog. She interviews different artists that are in the group. And it's really intriguing to see all the different kinds of artists there are and hear their stories about PCSing and how that's affected their art and their ability to create. And it's really cool. I also love Independent. It's another great.
Mentioned that one.
Yeah, it's a really, really good one. All about health and wellness, and they do monthly. There's monthly activities within the local chapters. I went on a hike with the group, and that was really fun. I love being in nature. But there's all kinds of military ones. I also love networking groups, business groups. BizConnect Hampton Roads is like my all-time favorite, obviously, because I rent office space from there. But for other reasons, too, it's just such a different vibe than a lot of networking groups. And Laura, the owner of that, she really just facilitates a warm, welcoming, like very friendly environment where people build relationships and don't necessarily like just sell. So it's a really cool group. I really like the one that you introduced me to. You got me started on the Being Boss podcast.
Yeah, and I started Being Boss.
I love them. I have it in my head that only if Kathleen and Emily knew me, they would want to be my BFF.
We should go to New Orleans.
Woo!
Because they posted on Twitter that they're going to go to New Orleans for a Being Boss meetup. And I'm like, what? Like,
yeah,
New Orleans?
I would fangirl those two so hard. It would be mortifying. For me,
I literally responded to their tweet and was like, really? Like, I've been on my to-do list is a Being Boss,
yeah,
like, meetup. Like, mm-hmm. I want information now. So if they do it, we can carpool.
Yeah. So I would totally go road trip with you. That'd be so much fun. But I loved their podcast, and then you added me to their Facebook group of creatives, and that's an amazing space, too. I've learned a lot from there and got a lot of great referrals and references and resources. I mean, there's so many things out there. There's at one point in time when I was trying to be a runner, which is hilarious if you know me well. I don't run unless I'm being chased, but there are groups for runners, and there's local groups for runners, and there's something for everyone. And to me, if there's something that you feel is missing in the world, you just got to create it, because if you're thinking about it and it keeps coming in the back of your head, chances are there's 1,000 other people that are thinking the same thing, but no one takes the initiative to kick it off.
There's so many virtual, like, I just thought of it. I have my own Busy Working Women Unite.
Oh, yeah.
For female entrepreneurs and small business owners.
I had your group on my list, too, but I was waiting for you to say it.
And then I host meetups in the area, too, that are just specifically here, and it's the Busy Working Women Connections Hampton Roads. And why it's Hampton Roads is maybe it'll expand when I move or something. Who knows? Then I have the Fierce Chick Entrepreneur, or it's Fierce Entrepreneur Tribe with Kelly Ruda that we mentioned in our episode. Or it's not airing yet, so it'll air after this with Kayla Mevins. Sorry. Sometimes we record things that come after other things, and it's fun. But that's a really good one. So, like, there's a lot of not only, like, local but virtual communities that you can belong to.
I'm in one for the planner set that I purchased. Like, there's a whole Facebook group of thousands of people across the world who are obsessed with this planner set. It's like, there's seriously a group, a community for everything. It's ridiculous. Everything. And I wish I could join them all.
Me too, but it gets a little overwhelming.
It does.
I promise we won't overwhelm you.
Yeah, like Facebook notifications can be a little much sometimes if you're in, like, 100 groups like I am, but
I would really, my advice to people when it comes to choosing a community is really get clear on what you're trying to find. Like, what kind of community are you trying to find? For us, we're specifically telling you that if you are a woman, any walk of life, and you are looking for support and resources to help you on your journey, that's what we're for. If that's not what you're looking for, then okay. And if you're not ready to open your mind a little bit and, you know, get to know women of other walks of life, if you're looking for a specific, like my group is specifically for female entrepreneurs and small business owners, you know, the Busy Working Women Unite group, because that's the kind of group that I'm there to support. But the Inspired Women community is for all people. And we do have a few guidelines, guys, because you got to have guidelines, because if you don't have guidelines, people just go off the reservation and start being wild and crazy and everything like that. And we don't want that. We want it to be a positive, supportive community, not for people to, you know, bash each other or, you know, say mean things. And with it being such a variety of women, it can get a little difficult sometimes because people get heated and have different opinions, which is fine. I'm all about different opinions. I want to hear different opinions, but there's a nice way to do it and there's a not so nice way to do it. Can we all agree to disagree? That's right. So I wanted to share with you guys, and this is in the description of the group as well. So when you join it, it's nothing like big and scary or anything like that. It's actually pretty simple. But first thing is no sales. It's not a selling group. It's not there for you to, you know, tell us about your wares. If you're trying to sell, then it's not the group for you, which means no posting anything that'll benefit you financially. Don't be that person that contacts people in the group and are like, hey, I saw you're in the group with me and I really want to, like, you know, I think this would be really helpful to you. No, man.
Ugh, that is the worst.
Happens to me all the time.
Me too.
I just got a new friend request and I get excited because I like friend requests. They make me happy. And right. So I'm like, new friends, yay. And then within like an hour, I have a message from somebody like asking me all these questions and like trying to, you know, get me to sign up for their crap. And I'm like, I just wanted a new friend. I just wanted a new friend.
Why'd you have to go and ruin it, man?
Why'd you have to go and ruin it? However, we do encourage that people share their blog posts if they're relevant to the community. Like if it's a women-centric blog post, yes, share it. Share it as long as nobody has to sign up. Like there's a difference between like, this is the huge thing. If you share it and people don't have to sign up to see it, like that's where you cross the line, is if you're sharing something that is free, but they have to opt into it. No, no, no. That's eventually going to benefit you financially, probably. So if you want to share blog posts by yourself or other people, that's perfectly fine. As long as it's not an opt-in, which for anybody who's not in business, an opt-in is when you have to give like your email to get the thing. No, no, we're not doing that. we're not doing that. We're not. Be kind always. I'm all about the kindness. I know you are too, Casey.
Yeah, I like nice people.
Yeah, we're like little rainbow shooting out people over here. So no negativity, hate, or discrimination ever. That includes words, actions, and posts in the community page. Don't be contacting people to tell them you disagree with whatever. You don't need to discriminate on somebody because they're different than you are. That makes no sense.
My rule is like if my grandma would want to smack my face if I said it, I don't say it online or in person. It's pretty simple.
People get some big old kahunas when they're sitting behind their computer and sit there and like, you know, trolling on the internet. We're not doing that. We're not doing that in this community. That's not the place for it. Go troll, find your trolls someplace else. To support all members where they're at in their life. We're not here to give advice. We're here to provide resources. We're here to share our opinion, but we are not here in this community to say if somebody, this is going to extremes, but if somebody's in a domestic violence relationship to say, get out, because maybe they're not there yet and they're not ready. But we are there to share resources in case they do become ready, you know, and share our experiences. That's the sort of thing that this community is about. It's to support people where they're at. It's not to say, you know, you're broke, you should go and get a job. It's to say, hey, you're broke, let's support you, not financially. We're not there to do that. But like, here's some resources that can help you out, that sort of thing. So that's the difference between all of that.
I think the word inspired is key. You know, inspired women community. So inspire each other, help, lend a helping hand, share a resource, share a great something that's gonna take that burden off of someone's plate, you know.
This is exactly why we asked you to be a part of this, because you get it.
I get it.
Yay! Some people just don't get it. And I'm like, that's not what it's about. It's not here to sell your stuff. It's not here to, you know, if people want your stuff, they'll contact you. They'll find you. Like, we all Facebook stalk. I Facebook stalk people all the time.
Who like, doesn't?
I see people post interesting stuff in groups and I click on their profile and I'm like, do, 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 do.
And if you say you don't do that, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
Everybody does that. Man.
Why? Except my husband. He doesn't do that.
Oh, like, I think men are a different story. They're just not. I think females are just maybe a little more curious.
And our final rule is join us. You know, invite people to join our community, but please don't be that person that just adds people to the group. I hate that. I get added to like 5 groups a week. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. Ask them if you really think a friend would benefit from the group. Send them a message and say, hey, I'm part of this amazing online community. Mm-hmm. I would love for you to join me. Would you like to be added or would you like the link? Whatever it is. Don't be the spammer that adds like 20 friends. We're not going to do any giveaways in our group to where you add 20 friends and you win a free mug. No.
Ew.
Ew.
No.
Yeah. And that's why people do it. That's why they add all their friends is because either it's benefiting them financially or because like somebody said, I'll give you a free pair of leggings if you add 20 people. No. I love those leggings, though.
Did you just call them out? I think you did.
I did. Sorry, LuLaRoe people. I love your leggings. I saw an article that, like, people are, there's a lawsuit because their leggings get holes. Mine's never gotten holes.
And
I don't know. I'm not saying people don't get leggings that have holes. What I'm saying is I've never experienced that personally.
Yeah. I've never bought any of it. I don't know anything about it. I've avoided it altogether.
I have 3 pairs of leggings from them.
I know a lot of people, that's all they wear from head to toe all the time.
I am not one of those people. But, like, I got some really cute pink ones with lips on them.
Your leggings are really cute.
I do enjoy them. But, I mean, I'm not one of the people that, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to have those. I do enjoy them. But I'm just saying, when you have a group and you... I did call the LuLaRoe ladies out. I'm sorry. There's other people like that. And you guys aren't nearly as bad as other people that I could call out. I'm not going to go there.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Remember, inspired women.
Inspired women. But, you know, when you have a community and you do giveaways like that, that promotes people to just add people. And that's not, nobody wants to be just added. You know, that's like you're invading my space. I want you to say, hey, Megan, could I please add you to this? And I'll simply say no if I'm not interested. I'm like, hell yeah, I want to be part of that. And I have some groups that I've been in, like added to that I'm like, this would be a really good group if you didn't just add me to it.
Yeah.
And I just remove myself.
I do too. I do the same thing.
I don't care if you're my mom. I'll remove myself.
Yeah. And I will click that button that says that won't let you won't allow you to add me back in ever again.
If people don't know how to do that, you have to do it on your computer.
I have left a group and within 5 minutes been re-added to it.
Me too. This one chick has added me to her group 50 times. Finally, I'm like, okay, I gotta go on my computer and remove myself from this group because that's when I click the do not add me again.
I know. I wish they could make that available on mobile.
I know. Maybe that's the next update.
Come on, Zuckerberg.
Come on. You know you listen to this podcast, Zuckerberg.
Right?
If anybody knows Mark Zuckerberg, please let him know. That's what we would like to be done.
Maybe we could have his wife on as an inspired woman. She's
there
wonderful.
You go. We could have her on. That's going to go on the list okay. of people. Okay. Up there with Brene Brown and Michelle Obama.
Yes.
And now Kathleen Shannon and Emily Thompson.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
All of them are coming on. But yeah, that was it for our guidelines. We're not asking a whole lot. We just want people to come on and enjoy it. So Casey, what are you most excited about? What pumped you up about this community? Why did you want to be a part of it?
I just like the inclusiveness of it. You know, it's inclusive because it's not geared towards like, this is one particular area of life that I feel connected to. It's all walks of life. And I am all about, you know me, Megan, you know, my group of friends is extremely diverse. You know, I try and purposely like pick people with different opinions and different lifestyles and different backgrounds to surround myself with. And I love that this group is going to expand on that, because I like challenging myself to think a different way, to, you know, kind of expand my horizons and hear different stories and just learn to have empathy for people who have had totally different lives than me. I think it's a very enriching experience to do that. So that's what pumps me up most about this group.
That's why we try to get people to share their real stories. Like, some of these topics are legit heavy. We do have a podcast coming up that talks about miscarriage. That's a heavy topic that has to do with women, but it's a real topic that women go through. And we felt it was very important to have somebody on to talk about that. We want to share the stories behind the person. We don't want to hear about, like, yeah, in the community, share how amazing you're doing in business. That's cool, as long as you don't share links. But we don't want to hear that. We want to hear, like, what got you there? Like, what did you have to go through? What kind of crap did you have to deal with to get where you are today? Like, we've all had to go through something. And you don't want to, I mean, we don't want every podcast to be the Megan show of Megan sharing all the crap she went through. But, like, these women, I get so excited. Like, Debbie's podcast, which I'll link up in the show notes as well, it made me laugh so hard. Like, made me laugh so hard, where she was just like, I ate chocolate for breakfast and I'm not wearing pants right now.
She is so funny. I adore her.
She is awesome. But it's things like that. Like, if I didn't get out of my comfort zone and go and meet other people, then I wouldn't have met a Debbie. I wouldn't have met a Casey. I wouldn't have met all these fantastic people that I am able to meet. And not everybody lives in an area where they can go to all of these meetings and different things to meet different people. I mean, if you're from a small town in upstate New York like me, you're not going to get very far, because there aren't many people to meet.
Right. Or I'm from the middle of nowhere, Kansas. So, yeah, not a lot of opportunities there either for that kind of thing. So I love that it is, like, digitally connecting people from all walks of life all across the world.
Yes. And I encourage it. I want the most diversity we can get. I want to see the Inspired Women movement go worldwide. Like, most of our listeners are Australia and the United States. I mean, Jules and I, but, like, I want to see this worldwide. I want to get people on the podcast talking about when they were discriminated against because of their religion or their race or whatever, because I want to hear that. Those are real stories. Those are real things that women struggle with. I want to hear women who get on the podcast and talk about, like, legitimately being discriminated against in the workplace because they are a woman. That's what I want to hear about. It's the real stories. Get like breast cancer survivors on here. Get things that we could actually experience. People who've gone through things with parenting, who have gone through things with not having kids. Like, that's a big thing. I just read a article. I sent it to you. Yes. From the Next Gen Milspo, mm-hmm. Milspouse. And Jules and I are going to be on their podcast, by
the
way.
That's so exciting.
It's so exciting. I was like, really? This is awesome. So it's NGMS Happy Hour Podcast. It's for military spouses. But they just had an article and they talked about, you know, people asking that question, like, when are you going to have kids? Why don't you want to have kids? It's none of your damn business.
It's so invasive. It's so invasive. I get it. I used to get a lot more than I do now. I don't feel like I really run into that a whole lot these days. But yeah, I'm child-free by choice. And that is kind of an odd choice, apparently. In the military world, especially, like, it seems to be, like, we're definite outcasts for that. But
it's funny you say that, but I know so many people who don't have kids by choice. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel left out some days because I'm like, I just want to come play. Can I come play with everybody who doesn't have kids and make me feel like a woman again?
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent of telling people, like, don't have kids if you don't have them. Or wait until as long as you can. I mean, biologically, there's a point where you can't have kids anymore. But, I mean, wait as long as you can. Experience life. I was a mom at such a young age. I don't know what it's like to be an adult and not have kids. And I'll never know what that's like, because even when my kids are grown, I will still be a mom. So I'll never know. I live vicariously through you. You can just pick up and go? This is amazing.
I do have some freedom, but but you have tiny, cute little loaves to love
they
on.
They are cute.
That's
but,
why
I, mean,
I have to borrow them every once in a while.
You can borrow them anytime. But I want, like, stories like that where people share their life experiences and we see a side of things that we never saw before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're brought up a certain way with certain beliefs and certain perceptions, and that we think everything is like that. Everything's not black and white. There's like a whole rainbow in between that.
Oh, I so live in the gray area of life.
The rainbow area. The rainbow
I like area. Rainbow better, for sure.
Yeah. The rainbow area of life. That's where I live too. Like, you've got all this stuff going on. Like, we accept women of all walks of life. That means if you're listening to this and you identify as a woman, please be part of the community. And people can argue with me that, disagree about that. No, if you're a transgender woman, I want you on this podcast. Send me an email, info@inspiredwomenpodcast.com, because I want to get you on the podcast. I want to hear your story. Because I'm not transgender. I don't know what that's like. You know, just like I'd love to get a gay woman on the podcast as well. I'm not gay. I don't know what that's like. You know, I want to hear experiences that are gonna make my eyes open up, and I'm gonna say, wow, that's what it's like to be in your shoes for this 45 minutes that we're talking. Like, that's intense. That's something that most podcasts aren't doing.
Right. And I love the idea of just humanizing each other. I feel like so much of our society and the way we function today is just like we focus on the differences and we use those to put walls up between ourselves when we really could just celebrate those differences and empathize with each other. The world would be so much of a better place if we could just get it together and do that already.
I'm here to tear walls down. Break people up like a coconut.
You do. You do. You've cracked this coconut a few times.
That's what I'm here to do. I want to tear some walls down. I want to crack people open. I want to find out what's going on. I want to open my eyes up. I want to learn stuff that I didn't know existed before. Like, that's exciting to me because growing up, as you know, and you mentioned, in such a small town mentality, man, it's so nice to get out there. It's like freedom. Like, freedom. I have friends of all different varieties like you do, Casey, and I love it. And you know what brings us in common? We're all women. That's it.
We're just people. We're all people. We're all just people trying to live in this world. I don't know.
Really have dude friends, so I can't say we're all people. Like, my friends are predominantly women. So we're all women, you know? And yeah. I get to hear some stories that I'm just like, wow. And then sometimes people I didn't even think I'd have anything in common with, I hear their stories. I'm like, I went through that too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that tie-in too. There's like opening your eyes up to this world that's out there, but also like feeling a little connected because in this person that you never thought that you'd have anything in common with, they've been through something that you've been through.
Yeah, I just believe that real good, deep connection comes from a place of vulnerability. So when you're
authenticity.
Yeah, when you're willing to share and just be you and kind of let it fly, you're going to connect with people on a really deep, meaningful, emotional level.
You've been reading a little Brené Brown, haven't you?
I have. Someone got me her book. Thanks.
Yes. Brené Brown is also somebody we'd like to have on the podcast. So if you know her, we would love to have a connection with Brené Brown because she has some stories. Her book, she shares her stories in them. So, I mean, they're amazing. I will link all of her books on the podcast. I don't care. I love her. The Gifts of Imperfection, which is what I gave Casey and I give all of my clients when they first start with me because it's such a profound book. It's amazing. Like, that book is just, it's short and sweet, but life-changing. It just is.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I love her. So what kind of people do you want to see on the podcast? What do you want to hear? You're a listener of the podcast.
Oh, gosh. Anyone and everyone.
All of the people.
Yeah, I really, you know, I don't know that there's anyone I wouldn't want to hear from. Quite honestly, like, I really just appreciate differences. So people with totally different experiences than I've had. I mean, for me, I grew up in a teeny tiny little nowhere rural town in southeast Kansas. And I've lived in some pretty big cities. I lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a couple years. So I've, like, you know, come across some people from different walks of life throughout my day, but I can't think of one person that I wouldn't want to hear from. I think everyone has a valuable story to share. Everyone has something unique to bring to the table.
As if they're willing to share it.
Yeah.
Because we get people who request to be interviewed on the podcast, and we are pretty full up with interviews, but I mean, I'm not unwilling to not put them on a list for consideration when we aren't full up with interviews, like literally have one every week. The problem is people ask to be on the podcast and they want to advertise their business or talk about, you know, something they would talk about if they were asked to be a keynote speaker at a convention or, you know, to be a speaker period at a convention, you know, where they're sharing those things that, about their business that they want to share. No. I want to hear like those stories, like what mm-hmm. have you been through and why was that difficult? Like, what is going on? What could you share with people that are going through the same thing or might go through the same thing or has never been through that thing and open their eyes a little bit? Like, the most profound one lately was the one on miscarriage with Kim Evans, and it will be airing later, like in a month. and it was so profound. I think May 5th, whatever that Monday is. It was so profound because I've never experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced that, and I wanted to know, like, what was it like for you? Like, of course, everybody's experience with that is different, but I want to know, what brought you to this place? And it even inspired her to do what she does now, which is even better, like, that you can take inspiration from your adversity is freaking awesome. I mean, look at you with the toilet paper company.
I don't know if I consider that adversity.
It was a hiccup.
It was a little bit of a hurdle to jump over in life, but I don't know. I don't know that it was that bad, but you know, it was not my cup of tea.
I just laughed so hard when I listened to your podcast, and I was just like, oh my God, that's so funny.
It's a part of the world that you don't think about existing until
you don't think about the people who make your toilet paper.
Yeah, or that there has to be salespeople selling it, and you have to know like how many sheets are on a roll and how many rolls are in a case. And so silly.
Yeah, but there are people that want to do that job. The other day I was listening to a business podcast and they said, stop telling everybody that they need to be an entrepreneur because not everybody wants to be one.
Oh, not everyone is cut from the entrepreneur cloth. It is not for everyone. No. No. No.
I mean, I know when I had a job outside the house that it was that stability. I mean, that stability of like, yeah, you can get fired, but, you know, there's this, still that stability, that aspect.
Like in, with in the routine. Paycheck-wise.
Yeah, paycheck-wise and routine.
Petty pay, yeah.
You knew this was going to be my schedule and this was when I was going to work. Like, mm-hmm. you knew what could be expected. Entrepreneurship is like this unexpected realm. Sometimes mm-hmm. you can't expect that this month you'll make the same as next month. You know, there's a lot of ebb and flow. Sometimes it's like a huge mountain you're going up and down. But I try to make it so my clients just have little hills to go over.
Right. Yeah, those mountains don't seem quite as daunting.
But I mean, it's those kind of things that I want to hear the different aspects of people's lives. And that's why I think this community is so important. And this community is just the beginning, guys. We're going to be doing so much more amazing stuff with the Inspired Women Movement, the Inspired Women Podcast, the Inspired Women Community. We're going to, the Inspired Women Vomit Everywhere. It's going to be great. Because it's important that, like Casey said, not only as people that we see the differences in each other, embrace the fact that we're all different. I always say, like, if you were born in a different country and a different race and a different sex and a different income bracket, any of that stuff, you would not be the you you are today. You just wouldn't. It's just a fact. And when people get all on their high horse and are like, this is the way it has to be done, and I'm always right, I'm like, if you only were born.
And you don't have anything to do with that. You have no control over that. So why are we pitting each other against each other, like for things that we have no control over.
Exactly.
None.
That's why I think this community is important, so people can open up their eyes and see that there's more to life than your little tiny bubble. Mm-hmm. Like, way more out there. And that it's okay to agree to disagree. I mean, people are going to disagree. It's okay. There are multiple ways to be right. Like, there's not one answer all the time.
One of my favorite quotes of all time is, "There is not one path to a fulfilling adult life."
I like that. Just think there's not one path to anything.
Mm-hmm. We have so many options.
There's so many options. And if you had just, that's why they always say, you know, if you wanted to go back in time, what would you change? And I always say nothing, because I wouldn't be who I am today if I changed that one thing. It's that ripple effect. Like, have you ever seen the butterfly effect?
Yes.
And every time he goes back and changes one thing, it changes everything.
Everything. Yeah. Yep.
So that's the thing, guys, is this community is important, and all communities. You don't have to join our community if you don't want to, just because you listen to the podcast. That's your choice. You're completely on your own. But find a community. Find communities that will support you and make you feel like you have those people. Like, it's not just your little tiny bubble of people. It is people out there beyond your little scope that are there to support you and lift you up. I mean, some of the comments and support I've seen in the groups that I belong to, it's amazing what people who don't even know each other will do. Just amazing. So, Casey, thank you for being my co-host today.
Yeah, thank you for asking me. It was super fun.
And thank you for being part of the Inspired Women movement, and here to support all that we are doing with the podcast and the community and everything going forward. It's exciting and scary all at the same time.
A good kind of scary. But yeah, I agree. It is very exciting. I'm very honored and privileged to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see what beautiful butterfly it turns into.
Yay! So guys, search the Inspired Women community on Facebook. Click join. Beyond that, all you do is you will get a warning if you break the rules. One warning. After that, I'm sorry, I don't believe in three strikes, you're out. After that, you're gone. So just be mindful of what you say around other people. You know, be mindful of your words. You don't need to call somebody a hoe bag. It's just not necessary. It's just not. Like,
Oh my goodness, you kill me. The things
that come. So search the community, and we will see you guys in there.
Thank you for tuning into the Inspired Women podcast. If you're a woman in search of a positive, supportive community, we'd love to have you join us. Just search the Inspired Women community on Facebook and click the join button. Don't forget to leave us a review, subscribe, and share this out with your friends. We'll see you next week.